Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band. My name is Richard Watson, one of two music adjudicators you'll have this evening at the Music in the Parks Festival, held at the Placentia Presbyterian Church in the city of Placentia, California. Welcome. Looking forward to hearing your performance of Air for Band, Frank Erickson, great composition, and A Talus Prelude by Douglas Akey. So we will be getting started in just a moment. Okay, Hopkins, here we go with our warm-up piece. Job upper woodwinds sustaining, especially the piccolo. Air for Band. P's been around a long time.
Thank you.
that's the biggest moment of this piece. Stay under the clarinet. Make sure you can hear the clarinet. Together, watch your conductor. Low brass, I get the feeling, and it's probably the room, but this is a little heavy. Drum that you roll in triplets, hand motions in triplets to smooth out that pulsating that's going on. Okay, very musical. My only thought about the group is the levels of dynamics as far as, you know, piano to mezzo piano to mezzo piano to mezzo forte to forte to fortissimo. I'm not sure that we have that level locked in. The fortissimo did not correspond to the other levels as far as where it belonged. I would almost go back and establish that dynamic level and then back things down and make sure that peak moment of the fortissimo really happened. But very, very, very nice, mature playing. Not quite together. Together. Why wasn't that together? A little inconsistent in our blend there. have to be together. Ah, nice. To the end. Some moments of rhythmical insecurity. Watch your conductor. Now see, low brass, I'd like to really hear all that woodwind stuff a little bit more. I think the more I listen, the more I feel that the low brass plays a little unaware of their importance. Got their early xylophone. And two, and three, and one, and two, and three, and one, and two, and three, and one. Okay, timpani. Needs a little bit more drive there at 123. More energy on that part. And, yeah, low brass, you should always know what is going on above you. And by that I mean, when you've got these big block chords, if you can't hear who's playing the melody, and if you can't hear it pretty clearly, then I would say that you're too loud. And that seemed to be really the case in the first tune as well. I think it was a little bit better adjustment on this one, but in general, when you've got those big block chords, guys, you've got to let the moving line come through. In other words, you've got to really know when you're the accompaniment, when you're the melody. And if you're not the melody, then you've got to play soft enough to where we hear that. We had some issues in this piece that were in some ways surprising, because they were pulse issues. They were subdivision and pulse issues. And quite a few times, to be honest with you, not watching our conductor very well. And you guys have a very, very fine conductor. He's very clear. He's very precise. And for us not to follow him is a problem. You know, that's an issue. Some insecurity in some rhythmical pulse moments. Some good mallet playing on this, but occasionally, especially near the ends of phrases, where our tendency was to rush to the end of the phrase and then get to the downbeat. And then when we have these little dee-dot, make sure that we don't compress that rhythm, for instance, at bar 69 on 3E and. And there were many times in this that I wanted to hear more of the woodwind, but I couldn't hear more of the woodwind because of what was underneath it. Again, we must be more attentive to whether we are the accompaniment or whether we are the melody. And when we are the accompaniment, make sure that we can hear the melody and we know where the melody is at, whether it be the flutes, clarinets, combination thereof, or the entire woodwinds, or if it's in trumpets, who knows? Okay? And sometimes, hey, the low brass and middle brass have the melody. And then a couple of moments where we weren't real precise percussion. We've got to be subdividing and counting and be on the money. But really, really lots of fine things going on, and really enjoyed the performance. So keep up the fine work, Hopkins. Really appreciate it. Thank you.